Hello again, Bernie Miklas with you on this Thursday afternoon. I'm getting off to a late start today. I've been working all day, but I don't know, just kind of wasting time. I'm also watching SLU basketball defeat Davidson in the Atlantic 10 tournament, and I'm looking forward to seeing if Mizzou can get their defense back in place. Their first game in the SEC tournament Thursday evening against Mississippi State. Anyway, let's talk some Cardinals baseball because that's what we do here on the Bernie Miklas Show most of the time. The regular season opens in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today. Let's hope the Cardinals remember to bring an offense to Busch Stadium. Listen, spring training stats aren't for me, but yeah, I kind of wish we would see the boys start to get some hits, home runs, score, you know. Kind of nice to see a little offense before they leave Florida. Anyway, what can you say? Well, I got some things to say. Let's talk about roster construction and the role that this has played in shaping an inferior offense here in St. Louis. The Cardinals had a mediocre offense in 2024, as you know, and I'm being pretty polite, actually, because the offense was bad for the most part, right? I would say so, yeah. The Cardinals ranked 22nd overall in the majors in runs scored. They were 12th among 15 National League teams in runs scored. In the National League, their hitters finished 11th in slugging, 10th in OPS, 12th in home runs. That's a bad offense. A big part of this problem was the performance of the Cardinals' left-handed batters, and they got a lot of them. The 2024 Cardinals ranked 8th in the majors last season for most plate appearances taken by left-handed batters. And basically, the bottom line is, and I'm not saying all of these left-handed batters were terrible. I'm not saying that at all. But as a group, as a collective, the Redbirds did not get enough offense from the guys who hit from the left side. If you want to look at it that way, what they did as a group collectively, St. Louis left-handed batters ranked 17th in batting average, 23rd in on-base percentage, 24th in slugging, 24th in OPS. I mean, that pretty much speaks for itself, right? And here's the thing that frustrates me, or the thing that I think is really kind of bad about this. With all of these left-swinging hitters, you'd think that the Cardinals would have a pretty good advantage going against right-handed pitchers, but that just was not the case in 2024. The left-handed hitter versus right-handed pitcher matchups last season, the Cardinals hit .247. They ranked 18th in the majors in those matchups, 18th in the majors in on-base percentage, 19th in slugging, 19th in OPS, and were only about 1% above league average in those matchups, according to WRC+. As a matter of fact, here's the damning thing about this. The right-handed St. Louis batters, as a group, did better against right-handed pitchers in comparison to how the left-handed batters did against right-handed pitching. Left-handed batters should be performing at a higher level against right-handed pitching, should be performing much better than right-handed batters do against right-handed pitching. So in 2024, the Cardinals' right-handed batters had a higher batting average, higher on-base percentage, higher slugging percentage than the team's left-handed hitters did against right-handed pitchers. I'm talking so much about left-handed, right-handed. I'm making myself dizzy. I hope I ain't making you dizzy too. Anyway, I got no other way to explain it. To put it another way about how below average the Cardinals group of left-handed bats were last year, overall major leagues, right? When left-handed batters came up to the plate against right-handed pitchers, the OPS that left-handed batters produced overall in the majors against right-handed pitchers was 23 points higher than what the Cardinals' left-handed hitters did against right-handed pitchers. So the Cardinals' overload of left-handed hitting outfielders made the problem worse, because that's where you find most of the problems. In the 2024 campaign, the contingent of St. Louis outfielders who bat left had the most plate appearances in the majors among outfield groups. They had more left-handed plate appearances as an outfield group in the entire major leagues. And where did it get them? Well, it got them. They were 17th in on-base percentage, 24th in slugging, 23rd in OPS, And as a group, using that weighted runs created plus metric, as a group, their left-handed hitting outfielders were 10% below league average offensively. See, and when I the one thing I forgot to put in there, and I apologize, when I said that their overload of left-handed hitting outfielders made the problem worse because they had the most plate appearances in the majors, what I've left out and I'm including now. So they had their left-handed hitting outfielders had the most plate appearances in the majors against right-handed pitching. I'm sorry for the mistake there. But I repeat, that's a ton of plate appearances. It's a really big investment. You're going to set up a platoon split advantage by having so many left-handed hitters and left-handed hitters specifically in the outfield. You know, you got to cash in on that. And as I said, even though I bungled the stat, as a group, their left-handed hitting outfielders when going against right-handed pitching were 10% above the league average offensively. I mean, that's just, it just doesn't cut it. You know, when your right-handed hitters are as good and better than your left-handed hitters when you're facing right-handed pitchers, that stinks. That's not supposed to happen. The left-handed hitter should be giving you a pretty big advantage. And last season, you know, to put a specific number on that, last season, the Cardinals outfielders who batted from the left side, they were 24th in slugging against right-handed pitching, 22nd in OPS against right-handed pitching. Terrible, just terrible. Jordan Walker was the lone right-handed batter in the Cards outfield last season, and as we know, he had a terrible, terrible year. So if we add it all together, the St. Louis outfielders ranked 27th in slugging and 25th in OPS against right-handed pitching in 2024. To me, it's the biggest problem with the team in terms of the offense. It's like a double blow. Your outfield as a whole was awful offensively last season. It was one of the worst outfields offensively in the major leagues. But then when you just isolate on the number, the pure number of left-handed batters they had in that group playing the outfield, then you not only have a lousy offense because your left-handed hitters as a group aren't very good, then you have a awful offense talking about your outfield offense because you have so many left-handed hitters in that group. That's weak. And, you know, why do they need so many left-handed hitters playing the outfield? Is there a need for more balance? Yeah, I would say so. But we know who's running the thing, right? And as we've come to know and expect, Cardinals president of baseball operation, John Mozeliak, is well known for creating these weird roster log jams. In this case, it's not only just like too many average-ish left-handed hitters, but most of them also play the outfield, or they're going to be used extensively in the outfield. So you should be getting good production out of your outfield because of this left-handed logjam that Mo's put together. It's, what can I say? I mean, we've talked about this stuff so often. Just add this one to the list. Now, listen, before you get the wrong idea, as a general principle, yeah, I like having a lot of left-handed batters in the lineup, and I say this for a reason, because over the past three seasons, big league hitters made 73% of their plate appearances against right-handed pitching. And with so many right-handers filling pitching staffs in these modern times, having a good platoon of left-handed batters to counter the right-handed pitching makes a lot of sense. See, that's the epitome of what you call a platoon split advantage, except for that to happen, to kick in. So you have a platoon split advantage with all these left-handed bats, right? They have to be good, right? They have to be good. So that's the other side of this, is damaging. If you're going to construct a roster that's got all these left-handed bats, those batters have got to punish right-handed pitching. If they can't do that, the offense is going to suffer, and the Cardinals offense suffered for sure in 2024. Okay, So here we go again. The 2025 Cardinals will have another heavy load of left-handed bats in place. The 2025 Cardinals return the left-handed hitters who last season took 89% of the plate appearances by left-handed batters on the team last year. So the 89% of all the left-handed plate appearances are back in place for 2025. The returnees are Nolan Gorman, Lars Nootbaar, Alec Burleson, Brendan Donovan, Michael Ciani, Victor Scott. That's six. But then you add Matt Kupreniak. I don't think he's going to make the opening day roster, but he'll probably be in the mix at some point. He's another left-handed hitting outfielder, and he's been competing in camp, and he's been looking good. So that makes technically seven lefty hitters who are vying for a roster spot to open the season. And we'll probably see, even the ones that don't make it, we'll probably see them during the course of the season. Now, granted, Burleson probably ain't going to be spending a lot of time in the outfield and in the corners, but he will get a good share of at bats as a designated hitter. And that, you know, we kind of count designated hitter in this group too, right? The front office roster assembly once again has produced an overstock supply of outfielders who bat from the left side. If we include Donovan, Burley, Kupreniak, six of the outfielder DH candidates in spring training bat from the left side. Walker is still the only right-handed hitter among the outfield regulars, and he still hasn't returned to the lineup 10 days after wrenching a knee in the outfield. 10 days. Remember what the Cardinals say? You know how the Cardinals are with their little medical updates, right? Oh, day to day. Or in this case, like, well, we expect he won't miss any more than a week. Well, it's 10 days and counting, Mo. Here we go again, right? just all the time. Not a great way for Walker to be ready and primed for the start of the regular season. He couldn't help it. It wasn't his fault. Hurt the knee. There was a sprinkler head in the outfield. What are you going to do? There's a couple other right-handed bats who can play the outfield during camp, Jose Barrero and Michael Hellman. But I don't want to talk about them much here because I don't know, you know, what kind of factor they'll be for the Cardinals during the regular season, right? So I kind of moved past them, but I wanted to note there is at least a chance maybe the outfield can have a utility guy that can play the outfield who bats right-handed at some point. I don't know. But the only way, when you carry this many left-handed hitters on the roster and their collective performance at the plate is substandard, the only way the offense can improve is by having these left-handed hitters do significantly better, especially against right-handed pitching. Some are capable of doing just that. I mean, and I want to try to be fair here. Like, for example, Brendan Donovan, he was 26% above league average offensively last season against right-handed pitching. Burleson was right there with him at 25% above league average versus righties. Over the past three seasons, if you add it all up, Nootbaar's 20% above league average offensively when he faces right-handed pitching. For all of his struggles, Nolan Gorman is slightly above the league average versus righties in his career. And I always like this stat because it still amazes me how he fell off the cliff all of a sudden last season. But if you go from the start of 2023 up until like the second week of June of last season, Gorman slugged 490 against right-handed pitching, hit a lot of home runs, but then all of a sudden, without warning, just like completely fell apart and lost his confidence, had to go back to the minors. So consistency is the challenge there. The Cardinals' left-handed hitters certainly can help themselves by swinging at more strikes and doing a better job of laying off those pitches that are out of the strike zone. I'll give you an example, and I will go with the four most prominent left-handed hitters on the team last season and tell you the difference about how each of them did when connecting on strikes, and then when swinging and connecting on pitches out of the zone. Apologize for the numbers. This is the only way I can communicate this to you. So Brendan Donovan, when he made contact with strikes, put the ball in play, 301 average and 465 slugging, right? It's good numbers. All right, what about non-strikes when he connected and put the ball in play? 171 average and a 180 slug. I mean, that is a massive difference. Alec Burleson, when he swung at strikes, connected, 302 average, 505 slug. When he chased pitches out of the zone and connected, not good, 184 average and a 209 slugging percentage. Lars Nootbaar, last season on strikes, 266 average and 458 slug. But when he contacted non-strikes, he had a 145 average and a 226 slugging percentage. The Nolan Gorman stats are, well, I was going to say unbelievable, but actually they're quite believable. Last season, when he connected with strikes, he drove those pitches for a 550 slugging percentage, and he hit 267. But when he swung at non-strikes and he connected, and that happens way too often, Gorman hit 080 and he slugged 112. I'll pause for a moment of silence there. You get the idea. These type of splits, by the way, are common for all major league hitters. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we've heard that since Little League, right? You know, swing at strikes, lay off those bad pitches, and it really does impact every hitter. It's just a matter of how well they control the strike zone by swinging at more strikes and swinging at fewer non-strikes, right? It's just a matter of controlling it better. And the Cardinals seem to have some real chronic problems at controlling the strike zone. And I can back that up with stuff as I usually do. Their left-handed hitters take too many called strikes and they chase too often. Last season, Cardinals left-handed batters were the fourth worst in the National League in terms of called strike percentage. And they had the sixth worst rate at swinging at pitches out of the strike zone. I mean, that's a big part of why offensively they're mediocre or worse, except for a couple of them are pretty good, because they don't control the strike zone. And the number of called strikes on this team as a whole last year, I think it was tied for the second highest percentage in the majors. That's all hitters. They don't control the strike zone, and that's where it's got to start. Listen, when you go through the Cardinals through the years, and I'm going to go all the way back to in the expansion era. It started in 1961. Gosh, they've had such a great, 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 great assortment collection of left-handed hitters during this expansion era. It includes a couple switch hitters. But the statistics that I'm talking about here when I mention these switch hitters, this is stuff they did from the left side of the plate. But anyway, think of this roll call, right? And there's some great role players in here too. So during the expansion era, left-handed batters, Lou Brock, Keith Hernandez, Jim Edmonds, Bill White, Ray Lankford, J.D. Drew, Lance Berkman, Matt Carpenter in his prime, Carlos Beltran, Larry Walker, Chris Duncan in 2006, and go look at his statistics, okay? Seriously, go to Baseball Reference and look at what Dunk did in 2006. You had Scott Spezia, great role player in 2006 for the Cardinals. Jason Hayward, really good all-around offensive player in 2015. Matt Adams had a big 2013. Rick Ankiel was really terrific in 2008. And you go back to, you know, the mid-80s. The young Andy Van Slyke was a heck of a left-handed hitter, a young guy, and he was going to reach his full potential once he got a chance to play all the time in Pittsburgh. You know, most of the Cardinals' left-handed hitters, the guys on this team now, they're still striving to reach a higher level of offense. And some of these guys have been around a while. They're not babies, right? Victor Scott, you can make an exception. He's barely played in the majors, right? So, yeah, you can give him a pass on that. But some of these guys have been around for a while. Now, Newt Barr and Donovan have been good to very good at times. Burleson was very good for the first 4.5 months last season. Then he started chasing balls out of the strike zone again. And all that great progress just kind of cracked. And when Gorman can focus and stop chasing all these pitches out of the zone, his power is thunderous. There's no doubt about it. But the potential is there. So I'm not sitting here dismissing the possibility outright that the Cardinals' left-handed batters, who are the most important piece of this offense, both in population, the number of them, but also in performance. And if the Cardinals are going to have a good offense in 2025, this group of left-handed hitters, especially those who are going to be in the outfield a lot, they're going to have to come through. It's been labeled as a prove-it kind of season. I don't know if it really will be, but for this collection of left-handed batters in St. Louis, a lot is on the line for the team. Depending on what happens, that could be a good result, like could get you kind of a little fired up for 2026. But if it goes bad again, if the left-handed batters go bad again, or they're just disappointing again, well, after the season, Heim Bloom, it is his duty to inherit a problem created by John Mozeliak. And that's the thing about Mo. He's going to be leaving after the season, right? And he may be leaving. But unfortunately, the problems ain't going to be leaving with him if things go bad in 2025. Thanks for reading. Listen to me reading. That's an old habit, writing columns. Thanks for watching. I appreciate your patience. It's always tough to do these videos when I'm using a lot of numbers, and I try to curtail that, but sometimes you have to tell the story through numbers. And I appreciate you if you were able to absorb a lot of it. Basically, left-handed batters got to do a lot better for the Cardinals in 2025, especially the dudes that are going to be swinging from the left side playing the outfield. Geez, I could have done a video in a minute. Nah, that wouldn't be any fun. Anyway, seriously, thank you very, very much for your time today watching the Bernie Miklas Show on YouTube.